Yes. Let's see the Ramban here on Yud Ches. The pasuk va'avam hoyu yiyah legoy gadol va'otzum v'nivuchu vo kol goyi ha'aretz. Midrash Agada zecher tzadik levracha. Hold his kiro bercha upshuto upshuto shall make a vchimimen excuse me vchimimenu animalim while lo chaviv lefana elias the guy otzum loshen rashi. Sometimes the Ramban quotes Rashi and then says Lashon Rashi at the end. Sometimes he says Lashon Rashi and then quotes Rashi. I don't know if there's a hakpado, or just the Ramban has two ways of acknowledging the quote from Rashi. V'hanocha, ki Hashem Yisbarach diber b'chvod Avram. Hine hu osad lios l'goy godol v'otzum, v'yeh zichro b'zaro u'b'chol goyeh ha'oretz levracha. V'lochein lo achasa mimenu, ki yomu hadoros habam ech kisa mimenu, o ech nes'achzor, hatzadik al shcheinov, hachonim alo v'lo vichem, v'lo espal alayim klal. So for the Ramban, Pasuk Yud Ches, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu explaining Pasuk Yud Zayin. Pasuk Yud Zayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaMachas Ani Me'avam Asher Ani Yosa. It's unthinkable that I will conceal from Avam Avinu what I'm about to do. And now in Pasuk Yud Ches, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is explaining why that's inconceivable. Avraham Avinu is an individual who throughout history, all the Goyei Ha'aretz will know of him, will look to him. Right? Of the Avos, only Avraham Avinu is amongst the Ummos HaOlam is revered both by Christianity and Islam. That being the case, so the Doros HaBoim will wonder, Eich Kisa Mimenu, how could it be, given Avraham Avinu's status, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu concealed it from him? Or alternately, they'll assume, this is how you have to read the O here, Rav Osai. Or alternately, they'll assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Mechasa Mimenu. Obviously, it must be the case that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed it to him, in which case, how is it that Avraham Avinu was so apathetic as to not have davened? Right? It's not that you can't have both questions. So the Ramban is two different, he's suggesting two different scenarios. Either a scenario of that the Doros HaBoyim will have a question. How do you reconcile? How is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't disclose it to him? Or obviously he must have disclosed it to him. So how is it that there's no record of Avraham Avinu having davened, having interceded on their behalf. Ramban is now explaining what the Hemshech to Pasuk Yud Tes is. Ki yadati bo shehu makir v'yodeya shani Hashem oev tztoku mishpat. Kol ma shani osem mishpat rak b'tztoka. V'lachen yetzav ezbanu v'besa achrav le'achoz darki. V'hine im b'derach tztoku u'mishpat yipotru yispawal l'fanay l'hanichom v'tov adov. V'im chayovim him l'gamre gam hu yachbos m'mishpatam v'lachen roi sheyovu b'sar Hashem. So again, Pasuk Yud Tes continues the explanation. Dehainu, it could be, let's say, Moshe Lamad Ovid Omer. It could be that at times you would want to confide in a certain person. That given your relationship with that person, you think that it's appropriate that something be shared. But if you know that the person's reaction to it will not be helpful, if you know that the person's reaction to it will be wrong, so then that's gonna sort of override or prevent you from acting on that assessment that really I should share this confidence with so and so. I have to go away for a week, and I'm gonna leave my chavrusa without a week. So the MS is, he really deserves to know why I'm not going to be here for the next week. LMI, I can only act on that if I think that his reaction to my sharing that confidence will be on target, will be appropriate. If I have reason to fear or assume an inappropriate reaction, then despite the fact that on one level he's deserving to know, but I'm still not going to be able to share that confidence with him. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Am I going to conceal from Avram what I'm doing? A, he deserves to know. It's warranted that he should know, because since Zichra will be L'dorei Doros V'nivuchu Bo Kol Goyei Ha'aretz, and they're all going to wonder about this event in his lifetime. But maybe you'll say that notwithstanding Avraham Avinu's reaction to this, to the inside information will be misplaced, will be misdirected. So no, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. That's not an issue. That's not an issue. Okay. Fine. So that's sort of the overall view of the Ramban. Now some of the pratim here. It's interesting. According to the Ramban, the pasuk of Ki Yedativ means maybe more than this, but means at least two different things. Now, you remember last week, we had occasion to jump ahead to the Ramban and Pasuk Yud Tes, and we saw how the Ramban said that Ki Yedativ is Yediyas Hashem Shehi Hashkochaso Ba'olam. So, according to that Ramban, the translation, the meaning of Ki Yedativ is I know, and again, understanding that there's an equation, not an equation, there's an identification between Yediyah and Hashkocha. So Ki Yedativ means again, there's this special, I know him as a yochid, and as such, envelop him with a hashgacha patis, which is dveika v'tomet, right? Ayin, what we discussed last week. But here the Ramban is clearly giving us a different understanding of the pasuk, right? When the Ramban says v'hagilu elav tov v'yafe, rereading that part, Rabbi say, v'hagilu elav tov v'yafe ki yadati bo. So clearly, the ki yadati bo is not a coincidence. The Ramban is paraphrasing and therefore implying that this is pshat in ki yadativ. Ki yadati bo shehu makir v'yodeya. Shani oev Hashem, Shani Hashem oev tztoko mishpat, etc. So ki yadativ also means, in addition to what the Ramban is going to tell us on Pasuk Yutes, ki yadativ also means that I know that he knows that my, the derech Hashem of tztoko mishpat. And because he knows that and appreciates that, so his tefillah, his reaction, will be on target. So that's two very different levels of meaning, right? Two very different meanings in the Ki Yadativ. And basically, for the Ramban, Pasuk Yutes of Ki Yadativ both continues the explanation of Pasuk Yud Zayin, as well as providing an explanation for Pasuk Yud Ches, Tahainu. Pasuk Yud Zayin says, HaMachas Ani Me'avam Asher Ani Yose. Right? Am I going to conceal from Avam Avinu that which I'm about to do? Why not? What's this obligation to disclose it to him? No, because Avam Avinu Hoyo Yile Gagod V'Vatzim Nivucho Gogai Eretz. And people will wonder, Ech Kisa Mimenu, Ech Nisachza. Aye, but maybe Afal Pichain, it's not something I can share with Avam Avinu because his reaction will be wrong. No. So this continues the explanation of Pasuk Yod Zayin, Ki Yadativ. Now, I know that he knows and that he's Yoder Umakir what my Mida is, and therefore his Tefillah will be on target. His reaction will be appropriate. So in that sense, Pasuk Yutes continues the key, which is giving the reason, the explanation, is continuing to explain Pasuk Yud Zayin. But then Ki Yadativ also is explaining Pasuk Yud Ches to us. How is it that Avraham Avinu, how is it that this one solitary individual amongst, I don't know how many people there were in the world at that point. How is it that this one solitary individual, that he's going to be a goy gadol more than anyone else? I mean, what are the odds that Punkti should be a goy gadol? Maybe others, maybe their progeny won't continue the Dori Doros. So if it does continue the Dori Doros in a very small and restricted sense, no, Ki Yadativ, because Avraham Avinu, we're not talking about what's going to happen naturally. We're talking about Avraham Avinu, Ki Yadativ. No, there's a special hashkocha that envelops him, and that special hashkocha is going to, that's how he's going to become the Goy Gadol. So the pasuk of Ki Yadativ is both the extended explanation of Pasuk Yud Zayin, as well as an explanation of Pasuk Yud Ches. Great. Now, let's reread here again, Rabbi, say a little bit. Ki yadati bo shehu makir v'yodeya shani Hashem oev tztoko u'mishpat kloma shani osa mishpat rak b'tztoka. So the Ramban clearly learns Pshat, the Pnei Yerushalayim points this out. But the Ramban learns Pshat that Tztaka u'Mishpat is not two distinct items. It's not that I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he knows that the Derech Hashem is Lasos A, Tzedakah, B, Mishpat, No, lasa tzedaka u'mishpat means a blending of tzedaka u'mishpat. A blending of the two. How do you know that? Where does the Ramban see that in Pshuto Shel Mikra? Maybe it means two things. Maybe it means two distinct things. Where does the Ramban see that in the Pshuto Shel Mikra in Rav Asi? So the Chavra as follows. Again, the way the Ramban is explaining. So Pasuk Yutes, the way he's explaining at this point, this level of meaning. Pasuk Yutes is continuing the explanation of Pasuk Yutches. Avraham Avinu's reaction to what I will disclose to him will be on target. So whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mentioning is relevant to Avraham Avinu's tefillah, which is his reaction, right? Now, lu yehi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does tzedaka, which isn't anchored in Mishpat. So then clearly, Avraham Avinu would be imploring for that. Clearly, Avraham Avinu would be petitioning for that. And Avraham Avinu is asking for the maximum, which is correct, which is true, which is Midas Hashem. He needs the maximum, excuse me, he needs the maximum rachamim, which is possible. If tzedaka and mishpat are separate, so then, l'chora, the pasuk should only have mentioned tzedaka here, because that's what Avraham Avinu is going to invoke, right? When you're, if you're the defense attorney for a murderer, you don't invoke the midas adin. You're invoking the midas harachamim to its maximum. So if tzedaka and mishpat were distinct, so then the Torah should have only mentioned tzedaka here. The fact that the Torah mentions Mishpat as well means that Tzedaka and Mishpat are not distinct, they're one. Tzedaka and Mishpat is one unit. A Tzedaka that mitigates Din. That's how the Ramban knows it in the Pshuto Shel Mikra. It's interesting that the Rambam apparently also understands the phrase that way, that Tzedaka and Mishpat are not two distinct items, but it means rachamim bedin. The Rambam has in the end of Parag Aleph and Hilchos Deis, kach lomdu beperish zu of mitzvah of halachta bedrachav. Mahu nika chanun afatoh yechanun. Mahu perigal halacha vav, and then we'll see also after part of halacha vav, part of halacha zayin. Blin and mitzvah Hashem. Kach lomdu beperish mitzvah zu. Mahu nika chanun afatoh yechanun. Mahu nika rachum afatoh yerachum. Mahu nika kadosh afatoh yekadosh. The reason the Nevi'im give us descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because every description comes to teach us. Erech HaPayim, Berav Chesed, Tzadik, V'yosha, Tomim, Giba, V'chazim, V'chatzei Bohen, V'odiya she'elu drachim tovim v'yishorim heim, V'chayim odom lahanig atzmo bohen, U'lehidamos kefi kocho. So all the descriptions of Hashem are describing attributes which are part of the Midah Beinonis that we're supposed to cultivate. Skipping two lines into Halacha Zayin, Ulefisha Hashemos Ha'elu Shenikra Bahen Hayotzer Hein Adarach HaBeinonis She'anu Chayom L'Lachas Bo Nikra Is Darach Zo Darach Hashem. again, there's an equation, there's an identification between the Derech HaBeinonis and the Derech Hashem. Derech Hashem is the Derech HaBeinonis. And that's why the Derech HaBeinonis is called Derech Hashem, as in V'halachta V'drachav. V'hi Shalimda Avraham Avinu L'banav. And this is what Avraham Avinu taught his sons. Shenema ki yedaitiv l'mana shi yitzav v'zbanav v'zbeisu achva v'shamu Derech Hashem l'asas tztaku mishpat. So why does the Rambam have those last three words, Lasa Staka Mishpat? Avraham Avinu taught them the Derech Hashem, B'Shem Derech Hashem. So Rabbi Einstatter, he's the Talmud Chacham who comes twice a year before Yom Narayim, before Purim, to collect tzedakah for Anei Eretz Yisrael. So he has a sefer on Chumash, at least on Bereshis and Shmos. So I'm not sure if he has it more than that. I forget what the title of the sefer is. But anyway, so he has on Parshas Vayera, he comments on this pasuk and he says it's clear that the Rambam learned tzedakah u'mishpat, meaning a blending of tzedakah u'mishpat. In which case, Tztaku Mishpat is V'shamu Derech Hashem. What's Derech Hashem? The Derech HaBeinonis. Lasos, the blending of Tztaku Mishpat. Because the blending of Tztaku Mishpat is the Derech HaBeinonis. Because the Derech HaBeinonis, again, is that blending, that fusion, that coexistence of the two extremes. So you see in the Ramban that he also learned Pshat, like the Ramban, that Lasos Tztaka Mishpat means not Lasos A Tztaka B Mishpat, but rather Lasos the blending of Tztaka Mishpat.
Can Rabbi explain it again how he got it from the Ramban?
Yeah. Again, there is one question on this, but sort of leaving that question aside, the question is, why does the Rambam, again, either why does the Rambam quote the last three words? Why doesn't he just say, I've proven to you that Avraham Avinu, that the Derech Hashem is the Derech HaBeinonis, or maybe he hasn't proven it, and he's looking to prove it from this pasuk. That what the Rambam is saying is, I think the way Rabbi Einstein puts it is that this is the Rambam's proof that Derech Hashem is Derech Beinonis. Right? The pasuk says, "V'alachti b'drachav, follow Derech Hashem." The Rambam, all of Perek Aleph Hilchos Deyos, is devoted to the fact that's the Derech HaBeinonis. But how do you know that the Derech Hashem is the Derech HaBeinonis? The pasuk just says, V'alachta v'drachav, go in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know, maybe the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are not the Derech HaBeinonis. How do you know? So this pasuk says, V'shamu Derech Hashem, and it tells you that Derech Hashem is Lasos Tztaka u'mishpat. So if you learn pshat that Tztaka u'mishpat, again, so Tztaka u'mishpat, if you take them separately, so represent maybe extremes. Mishpat is pure, harsh, unadulterated din. And Tztaka is charity, compassion. But if Tztaka u'mishpat means together, not that sort of, he goes back and forth between, But the fusion, the blending of Tztaka u'mishpat, the way the Ramban takes it also, not as two distinct items, but as the two combined, the two blended, so then you see that the Derech Hashem is the Derech HaBeinonis. In Chazal, So on the one hand, not in relation to this pasuk, but you do find that the Gemara has in Sanhedrin on Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Shua ben Korcha Omer," and this is how we paskin, that when Balei Dvarim come to Bezdin, the mitzvah, I guess, for Bezdin, for the Balei Dvarim as well, but I guess primarily for Bezdin, is mitzvah l'vtzoa. Bezdin should urge them to agree to submit, not to din, but to submit to pshara. That the adjudication should not be an adjudication of din, it should be one of pshara. How do you know that? Shenema emes u'mishpat shalom shiftu b'sharechem. Bahalo, but Malkum Shiesh Mishpat ain Shalom, but Malkum Shiesh Shalom ain Mishpat, Elezel Mishpat Shiesh Bashalom, have the Omezeb Bitsua. Okay, but now here comes what's relevant to us. Bechain be David who Omer, Vahihi David Ose Mishpat Utstaka, Lechol Amo. So here too, the construct is, again, it's not our pasuk, right? It's not our pasuk, but it's the same two words, albeit in the opposite order. It's mishpat utstaka, right? Vayihi David osa mishpat utstaka. Vahalo kol mokam sheyesh mishpat ein staka utstaka ein mishpat, ela izel mishpat sheyesh bat staka avi omer ze bitzua. So you do find in Chazal the precedent for taking the phrase again of an our pasuk, it's staka umishpat. The pasuk in Navi that the Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about is mishpat utstaka. But either way, Chazal take it to mean mishpat sheyesh bat staka, as opposed to a mishpat beat staka. So in that sense, this Chazal sort of somewhat anticipates what we're seeing here in the Ramban. Me'idach Gisa, when a different Gemara, which is Misyaches explicitly to our Pasuk, clearly understands the Pasuk differently. If you take a look in later in Sanhedrin on Nun Zayin Omid Beis, so the Gemara has a drasha that by Ben Noach, the mitzvah of dinim is incumbent upon Anoshim and not Noshim. Ba'achas dimcha nafshosechem edrosh, miyad ko chayo edroshenu, miyad ha'odom, miyad ish, ochiv, edrosh is nefesh ha'odom. Miyad ha'odom, miyad ish, ochiv. The Gemara darshins, miyad ish, v'lo miyad isha. Then the Gemara says, "Masav vav hamenuna v'isha lo mifkida." Is that really true? That in the mitzvah of dinim for bnei Noach, noshim are not mitzvos. Is that really true? V'hogziv ki yedaitiv l'mana sheyitzave esbona ve'esbeso. So beso clearly includes the women members of the household. Whether it's like the Medrash that Avraham Avinu of Hashem Berach Avraham Bakol, that Avraham Avinu had a daughter, or whether it's household members, but not necessarily children, whatever it means. But either way, Beso includes women as well, right? Beso Zuishto by Yom Kippur. So ki yadayt of the man she yitzav is banu beso achav v'sham v'darach Hashem nasu stoku mishpat. So isn't it clear that there's a tzivoy being given to the noshim to practice mishpat? So how can you say that the noshim are not mitzuvos in dinim. So the Gemara answers, "Who most of love? Who mafayek love? Bon of the din, based on the tzedaka. Bon of the din, based on the tzedaka." So what does that mean? It means it's two separate things. A, this tzedaka. B, this mishpat. Bon of, I commanded in mishpat, only bon of in mishpat. Whereas beso, the tzivoy for tzedaka, that's expanded. That includes beso as well. So Chazal didn't read the pasuk this way. Okay, not a kash. It's just a marim makom. Let's see something else here in the Ramban Rabbah site. Again, rereading here in our Ramban. V'hine, im b'derech, the last three, four lines or so. V'hine im b'derech tztaka u'mishpat yipatru, yispalel ufanai lahanicham v'tov adov. V'im chayovim him legamrei, gam hu yachbots v'mishpatam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Avraham Avinu, again, his reaction will be correct. He's only going to ask me if they can be forgiven with mishpat bitztaka. That's what he's going to ask for, which is appropriate because that's my midah. But if they're chayovim legamrei, and even based on mishpat bitztaka, there's no room to forgive them, so he's not going to ask for that. Adrav, yachbots b'mishpatam. So Bemis, the Ramban here highlights, it's not a question in this Ramban more than anywhere else, but this Ramban just really hones in on and highlights the question. So what's the role of tefillah? Because essentially what the Ramban is describing is, if based on Mishpat Bitztaka, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying is my midah anyway, there's room to forgive them. So that's what Avraham Avinu is going to ask for. But it's the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Midah anyway. And if it's Yachbot bin Mishpata, and if it's Chayom Lagamrei, where my Midah is that they have to be destroyed, which is what's going to happen, so he won't ask for it. So Tefillah is only appropriate when a person's asking for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midah dictates is right for the occasion anyway. So what do you need tefillah for? Now, again, it's not a question on this Ramban more than it is understanding tefillah in general. What's the role of tefillah? And yet we clearly know that tefillah, Dal Dvarim Mekarim Gzadino Shel Adam, Tzaka, tefillah is one of the things which is which is Mekarim Gzadino Shel Adam. So what's the role of tefillah? Tefillah, when to ask for something which goes against the Midas Hashem, so such a tefillah is, again, a person shouldn't daven the tefillah in the first place, and if he does, it won't be answered. A tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do, Mishpat Rat Tzaka, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midah is. So what's tefillah about? So there's more than one answer to that question. One answer, l'chor, is the following. Apparently, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah is mishpat rak bitztaka. Din, which is attenuated by, which is mitigated by rachamim, by tztaka. Amidas harachamim, at least sometimes, the hanhoga is, Amidas harachamim has to be requested. The midas harachamim comes in response to tefillah. Let's say, Amoshalamadovadoma. Let's say parents have a treat for their children. So the parents bought the treat already. They bought Shabbos party treats before Shabbos, and they want to. That's their midah. That's what they intend on doing. But LMI, they're only going to give it after the child says please. And then there needs to be a follow-up thank you. So on the one hand, the please is not, it's not getting the parents to do something that it isn't their midah to do. But meidach gisa, the please is necessary. Midas harachamim, at least sometimes, the pshat, the hagdara in a midas harachamim is that midas harachamim requires tefillah. And that's what the role of tefillah is. I think with Pinkus in one of his shmuzin, one of those red books that they published posthumously with the transcription of his shmuzin. So I think he gives a moshel somewhere. If you imagine a pipeline. And you have shefa, you have bracha flowing through the pipeline. But you need to open in order for the pipeline to empty into your house, into the world. It needs to be opened. It's there, but it needs to be opened. Tefillah opens it. I don't know. I'm not sure if he means the same thing we just said, but maybe yes. Sometimes, again, the pshat, the hagdara is that amidas harachamim is in response. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah, but the midah is that the amidas harachamim comes in response to tefillah. It's also true, not in this context, about the question in general, not in this context. In this context, it's the first pshat we said. But let's say by the tefillah v'yochid, it's also true that another perspective and understanding of tefillah, again, we don't persuade HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change his mind because of tefillah. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what's right, and it's not as if we need to change his mind, and we're not pulling at his heartstrings to make him emotional rather than logical. All those categories are human categories and irrelevant. But another perspective on tefillah, again, the tefillah of a yochid, where a yochid is being mispalo for himself, or maybe where the rabbim are being mispalo for themselves, is that the tefillah changes the person. Tefillah is humbling, or it should be. Another vantage point on tefillah is the reason or the way tefillah can be effective, the way the result can be affected by tefillah is because the metzias changes. Not that we change HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind, but the metzias changes. That if I approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu arrogant and full of chait, and tefillah is humbling, and I leave the tefillah humbled and hopefully, at least to a degree, purged of chait, so then tefillah has changed the metzias, and then memela, the tefillah is going to be efficacious. I think they say from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh that the Baal Shem said that if a person is this, okay, it's hard to even repeat it, but all right, well, at least we have to know what it's supposed to be. The Baal Shem Tov said, if a person after davening is the same as he was before davening, so the davening is Nishkan davening. A person should be a different person after davening than he was before. Well, one more order here in the Ramban Ravasai. But let's reread again. V'hine, im bederach tztaka u'mishpat yipatru, yispalel lefanei lehanicham v'tov adom. This midah that we spoke about before, that midas harachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas harachamim, the pshat is that it comes in response to tefillah. So Chazal darshan on the pasuk in Kisisa after the eagle. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, va'ato hanicha li, v'yicha arpi v'hem v'achalem, v'esa oscha l'goy gadol. So what do you mean, hanichali? Like, leave me alone. Let go of me. Moshe says, v'chi ha'yisi tofes b'cha. I wasn't in a position to obstruct you, Rebbeinu Shlom. What do you mean, v'hanichali? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meramis them that there's a mokum tefillah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu means HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to forgive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to destroy. Fine. So mi monei al yado. So forgive and don't destroy. Tehillah says, no. The midas harachamim comes about in response to tefillah. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu. The midas harachamim is good to go. It's ready to go. But midas harachamim comes in response to tefillah. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hinting to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now's time to daven. Okay, just to reread here. V'hine im bedarach tztaka mishpat yipatru yispalu lefanai lehanichem v'tov adava. Dem chayavim him legamrei gam hu yachbots v'mishpatam. Well, what's that word legamrei? You know, if a person talks a lot, he's very garrulous. So, lav davka, the significance to any particular word he says. Hopefully, there's a little bit of significance to everything he says. But if a person talks with amidas atzimtzum, if a person writes with amidas atzimtzum, as the Ramban masterfully did, the Ramban was very, very, very mitzamtzem. So then, obviously, every word is very much thought out and laden with meaning. What's that word legame? No, vim chayovim. You either zakai or chayav. Either zakai or chayav. What does it mean? Vim chayovim heim legame. So the Tarot says, what is Avraham Avinu davening here for Anshei Sdom? He's davening that Anshei Sdom should have the highest, they should be Marech Yomim, Yarech Hashem Yimeim Ushnosam B'Ne'imim, and then after the Meir Esrim, they should have the highest B'Malas Kadoshim U'Tahorim Kizoha Ha'kirim Asirim. That's what he's davening for. Anshei Sdom Ram Chatan L'Hashem Ma'od. But what's he davening for? So clearly, all Avraham Avinu can daven for is temporarily they should be spared. You can't ask for more than that by Anshei Sdom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a vatron. Anshei Sdom are not doing, and bechlal, when one person davens for another person, you can't ask for outright forgiveness, because outright forgiveness can only happen if there's tshuva. Anshei Sdom are not, we're not busy doing tshuva when Avraham Avinu was davening. So the maximum Avraham Avinu can ask, hein mitzad rishusam, hein mitzad the fact that they're not doing tshuva, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should temporarily spare them. There should be a stay of execution. And there should be a stay of execution. They should continue to exist. Avada they were chayovim. The question wasn't whether they were zakayim or chayovim. The question was, were they so totally pure, unadulterated evil? They were so chayovim legamrei that there isn't even mokom for a tefillah of let there be a midah of erech hapayim, let there be a midah of kiyum habriya. That's what the what hung in the balance. That's what kaviyocha the erdana ve'era. That's kaviyocha what the deliberation was. There was no tzad. There was no tzad that they were innocent. The tzad is what should the onus be? Does the onus have to be complete destruction now, or can it at least chotch be held in abeyance? So that's what the Ramban is saying, that the im chayovim heim legamrei. So then who yachbot b'mishpatam? Okay, we'll stop here. I will say a good Shabbos.